This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
So we've got a community service announcement to happen. Mikey came in yesterday looking so upset. And Mikey, tell us the story. What happened to you out on the roads there?
Poor old little Mikey, I'm sitting in my car and there's a man in front of me and he's nice, juiced up, outie. He's looking like he's having a great time, muzzing out to his hard style beats. I'm sitting there, 10 to 2, hands on the steering wheel, ready to rumble. You know, I'm an attentive driver. And he's looking down at his phone. And the light goes green.
Ooh, I hate that.
It's annoying, isn't it? But I thought, okay, I've got some patience about me. Normally, I'm a bit too active with my beeping. So I thought I'd let him be. And 1 second goes by. And 2 seconds. And that seems like an eternity.
And he's still got his head down looking at the
moment. Still head down in the green light world. And I'm thinking, I could have been on the freeway. I could have been there by now. So I give him a little toot with my beeper.
Beep, beep.
Just a little one. It wasn't anything aggressive. It wasn't like a full 2 second honk. Just a little toot, like, hey, mate, get your bloody head out of your phone.
Mm.
Stop breaking the law. So you know what he does? He starts accelerating. Good. I've done my job. He then sticks the finger up at me. Not the thumb or the pinky. He sticks the middle one.
The middle finger.
Straight at young Mikey.
But you know what? That middle finger has a lot to say. It has. But look, that's terrible.
It was so too much.
So that's what upset you.
I was going to a job interview and I got genuinely mad the whole way through. I had to calm myself down to take myself to some breathing exercises. I was mad. He humiliated me in front of all the other drivers who I was just doing right by. How dare he?
See, you're better than me. I would have. The moment the light goes green, I'm on the horn. But look, I think that's really good. I think we should ask all our lovely listeners here, tell us another way you can basically give someone the finger that's a lot nicer.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings. You got to protect the snowflakes like me out there on the road.
Which, I mean, I think it's quite funny because I think the middle finger works for everything. But here we go. We've got Morning Tom and, Mikey, as in you catch a train.
That's all I am to these people, just a transport card.
That's how you spell the transport card, isn't it? That's okay. Oh, and she's a doctor too. Well, that's lovely. My auntie's road rage tactic is to smile, wave and go slower and start giving them an app. I like that. I think that's the best way to
let everyone pass. That's pretty kind. Okay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Tim and Mikey.
Yeah. Same person.
If possible, I pull over and let them go past. Oh, that's Ange. That's a nice one. Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely Sarah from Kensington says, sometimes a large grin and a wave works just as well as the middle finger.
Ooh.
See, I love a bit of sarcasm. Right. A good old grin, like, hey, and then off you go. And you've got to make sure you wave like the queen.
Yes. The tilting of the hand, that's important.
Yeah, you don't move the elbow. It's wrist action. I mean, and young men, like, you're at 20 years old, got plenty of wrist action. Yeah. Here we go. We got Carlos from Bentley says, what I do is I put my reverse lights on. That always scares the people behind me. I think that's a great one.
Tell us, what's a nice way of flipping someone off?
When they've been rude to you on the road.
Yes.
See, I love it because I drive a little black Vespa. So my best thing is when I go in between the traffic, I actually look to see them on their phone because sitting at the traffic light. And then you tap on the window like that and they just about wet themselves and you go, like that.
You're the traffic police. You're playing a dangerous...
Australia's favourite way to start the day was off limits to those suffering celiac disease and others following a gluten-free diet until now. But now they too can be happy little Vegemites. After more than 2 years of product development, a gluten-free Vegemite is hitting the supermarket shelves this week.
Vegemite isn't even that good. I don't like Vegemite. Is that an Italian thing?
Just be quiet. Listen, I love a bit of Vegemite on toast. So if you... like a glutard, you can't have it.
Oh, now you can.
And now you can have it.
Now you can have it.
Well, that's good. I mean, who wouldn't want to have Vegemite?
Vegemite's disgusting. I'm not a fan.
Oh, hang on. We've got somebody's complaining. Well, it wouldn't be Joy if we didn't have a complaint, would it? Sorry, kick that Mikey out of the studio. It's totally un-Australian to put down our national spread.
Now listen here, Brad from Marvellous Melbourne. I'll tell you something. I was raised in an ethnic household. I had Nutella in my pancakes, Nutella on my toast. Vegemite just wasn't a thing that ever went into my mouth. It was not found.
You put like garlic with the Nutella?
No, that was garlic with the Napoli sauce and that was with the pasta.
Yeah.
On the bread, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just thought that's a typical Italian thing, isn't it? Have a little bit more garlic.
Yeah. Much of Napolitana. Yeah, no, my comments about Vegemite, I stand by them. My dad said there was Vegemite. He messaged me just then.
Yeah, your dad just sent a message.
He said Vegemite was available in the house. It wasn't ever promoted to me that I should eat it. I think it was just there as a, we're trying to be Australian. Like, we're the Italian family with the concrete in the driveway, so they're trying to do their best to, you know, oh, look, come to our house. We have the Vegemite in the fridge. They're trying to make it look like we're real Australians.
So what they, when people come, it's like an hors d'oeuvre, you just put Vegemite on a spoon and hand it out.
Yeah, they'd put all the prosciutto up and then they put the Vegemite in the middle.
But you've actually got to learn to eat Vegemite. That's the thing. No, I think a lot of people come, no, I mean, like, you've got to learn how to prepare it. Because, you know, people come over and you look at it and you think it's Nutella or jam and you just shove it on like big giant spoons.
Yeah.
It's got to be a very nice, thin, lightly spread over the top of lovely butter.
It's just,
oh, God, I'm hungry. Andy, get out there and make us some breakfast. Yeah. Hey, Mikey, you're a traveller. Have you been overseas?
Yeah, I went to Nepal last year, late last year.
Oh, that's right. You did. Is that your first trip overseas?
I've had a couple, not too many, though. I've been pretty nestled in Melbourne, I reckon.
And why'd you pick Nepal? Was there a reason, like a... Were you on a spiritual quest?
I was trying to find myself like any 20-year-old. No, yeah, my auntie asked me to go, and I just thought I wanted to see the Himalayas. I got so culture shocked. I was the classic Italian boy out of his comfort zone.
Well, I've got a new place for you to visit, Chinese tourist attraction that's going to really lift up your appetite.
Oh, good.
There's a hotel in China, and part of the Lunar New Year promotion has knitted out one of its hot spring pools to resemble a human hot pot.
Oh.
So we'll put the picture up on things. So basically people are sitting in a hot tub full of food while they're eating it.
Disgusting.
No, I mean, it's gross, isn't it?
I had to think about this on the train here this morning. It's like drinking the water when you're in the bath if you get thirsty. You know what? Like, you don't do it because it's gross.
I'd be sick.
Yeah.
Would you swallow your own bath water?
No, it's no, like human soup, isn't it? Like,
you see, I have a problem with even hot tubs. Because I look at them and think they look like a cesspool of disease, you know, like, and I just think, ugh. So could you imagine sitting in the hot tub with some, I don't know, it's a bit gross, wouldn't it?
It is. You know what I find, speaking of hot tubs, why is it foamy? They don't put bubbles in there, I'm sure. What's the deal with that?
Well, it's when the air pushes through, oxygen gets put up in the water and it pops up.
But it's like that little foam you can almost grab.
Yeah, you know what, I'm sure it's people's...
Oh, Andy's looking at me and he's saying it's human fat. That's disgusting. No way.
That's exactly what it is. It's basically all the slime that comes out. So that's what they want you to eat. So, but look, instead of just cooking the meat and vegetables in this bubbly bath, hungry guests get to jump in and munch their way through.
No.
But look, you know what I was thinking? If you need to take someone out on a date, I mean, you can kill two birds with one stone. This is the best way to do it. Hey, sweetie, we bring your little cozy and bikini and we're going to go off and I'll take you for dinner.
A romantic spa date. You get to eat in the spa. That's disgusting.
We need to put on these things. But, you know, and it just gets worse. So once they only have the vegetables in with you, so, you know, for all the vegetarians out there, don't worry, we're only eating veggies. But then they give you a big, long tray of meat and you all get to nibble off the same big, long tube. You know, like the gyros they put up in the kebab shop?
Yeah, okay, like a spit.
Yeah, and they push that through the pool and you get to nibble on that as it works.
You're showing me the photo here. They look like hungry hippos, you know, kind of all devouring the same. Look, what a scene. That's weird.
Well, this is why you go to China, for the crazy. I mean, while you're there, you can have some Tainaka penis. I mean, I wouldn't want to get in a hot tub with some guy because just had a bit of... Isn't that terrible? I can't believe people do that.
That is gross.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.